The signing in of the bill is a clear indication and a clear sign that Africa is continuing to violate the human rights of its own citizens. We are busy as Africans setting up laws that outlaw consensual sexual relationships between two consenting adults. This happens at this time of the century where there are so many critical issues that our leaders should be worrying about. I have been following the developments in Uganda, and I know that already the opposition party in Uganda are criticizing the president for having signed this bill. To me, it all goes to show us that this bill or the issue of homosexuality in Africa is being used just as a mere pawn in the political game. If we compare that with what is happening in Zimbabwe with our president continuing being the one who is leading homophobic attacks and utterances, saying gays are worse than pigs and dogs in this country.
Compared to other African countries such as Nigeria, Uganda, what can you say about Zimbabwe's tolerance level for the gay community?
We are not different from our Ugandan counterpart. Just a month ago, we have been in court with a transgender woman. We have been arrested for merely having used a lady's toilet. Just yesterday, the chairperson of the Gays and Lesbians of Zimbabwe was in court for running an unregistered organization. And those charges were actually dropped in court yesterday.
Yes, but Zimbabwe
might not be reported or recorded. Yes.
Zimbabwe is saying this is against the African culture, the Zimbabwean culture. We also consider religion.
Who's religion? What religion? Homosexuality is very African. Homophobia is the one that is not African. Homophobia is very un-African. Hate speech is un-African. Hate speech is un-African. Tolerance and living together in oneness is very African. And this is our culture, is African people.
President Museveni's assertion that there's no scientific proof that someone is born that way.
Very embarrassing to even hear that from the head of state saying that.
We remember that in 2011, your organization donated trash bins to the Bulawayo City Council, but we understand the residents rejected them. How has the local community's attitude improved since then?
I would want to tell you two things to make that incident clear. It was not the residents of Bulawayo who vandalized the bins. The bins were vandalized by arrogant ZANU-PF youth who were in town because they were having their annual people's conference in Bulawayo at that particular time. People of Bulawayo, when they were asked to comment on the donation of the bins by the local media, I even have in my office cuttings of certain newspapers from the city where people had mixed feelings. Some were actually accusing those who had vandalized beings, saying they were not fair, and some were welcoming the gesture. The mayor of the city of Bulawayo welcomed the donation of the beans with two open arms. It was rowdy ZANU-PF roots who vandalized the beans, and to be honest, the people of Bulawayo have better issues and more serious and pressing issues to worry about than to care who sleeps with who or who has done what. They would accept at this point in time any donation that takes the city to a better level of development and also being better sustained. At this point, they would take anything. The factories are closing down in Bulawayo. People are losing employment. The road situation is very bad. And our state, in terms of environmental health, is very bad. And we need a bin to keep our city clean. And people welcomed that gesture, being led by the mayor, who received the donation from me. And I know that people of Bulawayo were happy with the donation. The bins were vandalized. The writing in Isindebele was scrapped, replaced with the writing in Shona, showing clearly that this had nothing to do with people of Bulawayo. We as people of Bulawayo feel the same decade of marginalization as much as we would want to talk about issues. But issues that have to do with us being marginalized are at stake at this point.
We remember that in 2011, your organization donated trash bins to the Bulawayo City Council, but we understand the residents rejected them. How has the local community's attitude improved since then?
I would want to tell you two things to make that incident clear. It was not the residents of Bulawayo who vandalized the bins. The bins were vandalized by arrogant ZANU-PF youth who were in town because they were having their annual people's conference in Bulawayo at that particular time. People of Bulawayo, when they were asked to comment on the donation of the bins by the local media, I even have in my office cuttings of certain newspapers from the city where people had missed the feeling. Some were actually accusing those who had vandalized being, saying they were not fair, and some were welcoming the gesture. The mayor of the city of Bulawayo welcomed the donation of the beans with two open arms. It was rowdy ZANU-PF roots who vandalized the beans, and to be honest, the people of Bulawayo have better issues and more serious and pressing issues to worry about than to care who sleeps with who or who has done what. They would accept at this point in time any donation that takes the city to a better level of development and also being better sustained. At this point, they would take anything. The factories are closing down in Bulawayo. People are losing employment. The road situation is very bad. And our state, in terms of environmental health, is very bad. And we need a bin to keep our city clean. And people welcomed that gesture, being led by the mayor, who received the donation from me. And I know that people of Bulawayo were happy with the donation. The bins were vandalized. The writing in isiNdebele was scrubbed, replaced with the writing in Shona, showing clearly that this had nothing to do with people of Bulawayo. We as people of Bulawayo feel the same decade of marginalization as much as we would want to talk about issues. But issues that have to do with us being marginalized are at stake at this point.